Hello and welcome to this IBR Business Profile, a podcast from the Iowa Business Report, presented by Advance Iowa, comprehensive solutions for better business. Let's work together. More at advanceiowa.com and search for Advance Iowa on LinkedIn and Facebook. I'm Jeff Stein. In the 159th edition of our program, which aired during the third weekend of January 2023, we introduced you to Chop House Downtown, a Cedar Rapids restaurant. The driving forces behind the effort are Chef Joe Avila Barrio and managing partner Ryan Avila Barrio. I met Ryan at the offices of the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance, a short walk from the restaurant.
Chop House Downtown, we opened in September of 2021. My partner Joe and I opened the restaurant. Joe's been a chef for going on 15 years now, and this was his passion. And we opened in September of 2021. Chop House Downtown is located just a few doors down, right here in downtown Cedar Rapids on First Street, just three doors down from the Economic Alliance. And we serve wonderful food, and we are here just to provide a great environment and delicious food to all of our customers.
Obviously, with any business, you want to have a distinctive niche within the trade area. What is Chop House Downtown's unique selling point?
Well, when you go to Chop House Downtown, you'll see that it's a fun, family, laid-back environment. I think we're known for our steaks and seafood. That is what everyone knows us for. But alongside that, we are absolutely known for our cotton candy. We're one of the only restaurants here in town that offers cotton candy as an option, and we incorporate cotton candy through our menu, both at the bar and in the kitchen.
Okay, you're going to have to tell me more about that because I'm envisioning that I've just asked for a T-bone steak, medium well, with a side of cotton candy, but that's probably not how you're integrating it, is it?
No. The cotton candy is really integrated, number one, in our drinks. We use it in drinks. We have drinks like our cotton candy martini and a cotton candy mule. Really fun drinks there. But alongside that, we make specialty items like cotton candy creme brulee. And we have a cotton candy tower that is a house-made cotton candy, and it is just delicious. And the kids fall in love with it.
Where did the idea come from for this form of a restaurant? And by that, I mean the laid-back atmosphere, the menu, the hook of cotton candy that is distinctive. How did that all come to be?
Well, Joe's the secret behind our entire business and the start of our business, and he's the one who developed the menu and the atmosphere and the style. When we found our location was built in 1899, so it has very historic architecture, and we wanted to make sure that we designed our restaurant around the architecture, and that is where we came with this rustic, laid-back vibe. But along that, we wanted to be able to offer our clientele here in the downtown district. We have folks that come downtown to go to the different bars and have fun restaurants, but we also have business folks that work downtown along with, you know, the courthouse here on our street. So we, have really tried to find a vibe that works for everyone, whether you are a student going to the college and you're looking to have a great place for lunch, or you are the judge at the federal courthouse and you're looking to have a steak for lunch.
You opened, I'll say, post-COVID. In other words, you were not affected by the shutdown. We had some vaccinations. People were coming out of it. I have a sense that that might have been a very exciting time to start a new business. Any time is, but when you had a population of people who had been used to sitting at home, and here's a brand new alternative as we're ready to go out, that had to be an exciting time.
Definitely was a exciting time. I will say it was nerve-wracking at the same time. When you go to open a business post-pandemic, specifically a hospitality business, you think, are we going to go through another shutdown? Are we going to have customers that are scared to come back into the areas? Many of the businesses here downtown, they were working remotely or not in the offices every single day. And so that was something that we had to take into thought process. But here, the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance, they're focusing on revitalizing the downtown area, and they're working on bringing these businesses back, which in turn has just increased our business twofold.
That was something that I know I talked to people previously about, the fact that when you had the hybrid workforce or folks who just weren't coming downtown anymore, that really had an exponential effect on businesses and the trade area. But it sounds like you were able to enter at a good time, and thank goodness you've not had to weather pandemic level shutdowns, just, quote, just the normal business.
Correct. You know, we have not been affected by the pandemic nearly as much as I would have thought. But as I mentioned, when we opened the restaurant, it was something we had to take into consideration. If we go through another shutdown, if, you know, people are scared to come to the restaurant. But the reality is that everybody wants to get out. They want to mingle. They want to see their families and their friends and their coworkers. And where we are centered in downtown, we just thrive in our location.
What sort of a trade area would you say you try to encompass? We've talked about the fact that you are in downtown Cedar Rapids. Have you developed to the point where this is a destination for miles around, or is the word still getting out, or how would you view the evolution of your business at this point?
I can say that Chop House Downtown is bigger than I ever imagined it was going to be just in its first year and a half of business. But that's a great thing. It's a great problem to have. Our thought process is long-term. We would like to expand to other downtown markets, whether it's here in Iowa or in the Midwest. We'd love to expand to other downtown markets. But Cedar Rapids is probably one of the best markets to be in because it's a large enough city that there's many folks out here that are looking for things to do. But it's also small enough that we're a small business and we know everyone we work with. And that's the best part, is to be able to create relationships and to be able to network off each other.
I have heard people talk about competitors, and often if they are a place that sells widgets, oh no, another widget place went in and that's going to hurt my business. It's a little different in the food service industry, is it not? I mean, to some degree, competition actually helps you.
Yeah. You know, we all have competitors and we all talk about our competitors, but at the end of the day, restaurant hospitality thrives when there's others in your area that are also doing the same thing. So here in downtown Cedar Rapids, we have a multitude of restaurants. But the reality is that we're all small businesses. We all have a max capacity. We all want to bring more people to downtown with more things to do. And we thrive off of each other. When another restaurant is succeeding up the road from me, I'm also succeeding. And vice versa. And so I think that the more the merrier, and we all need to work together to create this district and make the downtown area better than ever.
Ryan Avila Barrio, one of the owners of the Chop House Downtown, a Cedar Rapids restaurant. More online at chophousedowntown.com. We met in Cedar Rapids on Thursday, January 12, 2023. The Iowa Business Report, radio program and podcast, is presented by Advance Iowa, educating, guiding, advising, and coaching Iowa businesses. Search for Advance Iowa on LinkedIn and Facebook and get more at advanceiowa.com. Support for the Iowa Business Report also comes from the Iowa Business Council, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization working to elevate Iowa's economy through leadership, research, and advocacy. Learn more at iowabusinesscouncil.org. The Iowa Business Report airs on dozens of radio stations across the state of Iowa, with podcasts posted right here, along with additional IBR Extras and IBR Business Profiles. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.